In the headlines, some Barbadians voice concern that lack of employment may be contributing to youth crime. DLP spokesperson on youth is calling for the revision of the Construction Gateway Training Initiative. The Ministry of People Empowerment continues support for the less fortunate with back-to-school items. In Guyana, cocaine valued $200 million has been found buried close to an illegal airstrip. And protests grip Israel after 6 hostages killed in Gaza. This is the latest 7:30 edition. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Some Barbadians believe a lack of employment is a key contributor to youth crime. This was one of the main points highlighted in the first town hall meeting hosted by the Democratic Labour Party's Commission on Crime at their George Street headquarters. Chair of the Commission, Verla de Pisa, said weekly town hall meetings scheduled for this month aim to provide a platform for Barbadians to voice their concerns on crime. During the session, many participants pointed to a lack of employment and the quality of job opportunities as key reasons why young people might turn to criminal activity.
A lot of them in my community don't want the handouts. The guys on particular blocks that I know, I said they're tired of the handouts. They get the handouts. And when the handouts are finished, a lot of them ask, well, what happening after that?
I have been working now for about 2 years. I'm a young person. Just under 21 years old. And the issue I find is that the jobs that we have in Barbados offered aren't that attractive, A. B, the conditions that you have to work under in most cases, horrible. I think that we need to put more attention into the jobs that we approach people with.
But the fact is that a lot of us skilled professionals at a very high level are valued in other countries and not our own. And equally, when we come back with our skills and our expertise and we come back to make a worthwhile contribution, somehow we are blocked by other persons that feel threatened by us.
Members of the audience at the town hall meeting. Speaking from the audience, opposition Senator Ryan Walters emphasized the need for businesses to provide more opportunities to young people rather than quickly resorting to dismissals.
We need to give our young people more chances because it takes a while for young men especially to get settled. And when I first took at the assignment in managing so much young people as a young person myself, what I recognized was that young men needed much more chances than a young female. Like, they just need a chance to do a little wrong, but to correct it. Also, if you look at a scenario where people make mistakes, and I don't think businesses are willing to accept those people in, even if it is a couple months or a couple years down the road. And I think that we have to look, as a society, as employers, to give more second chances, especially to the young men.
Opposition Senator Ryan Walters. Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on youth affairs, Shaquani Hunt, is calling for the Construction Gateway Training Initiative to be revised. Responding to a caller on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday with Barry Wilkinson, who raised concern about the courses, Ms. Hunt stated that the duration is too short for young people to gain meaningful skills.
The Gateway program is an excellent start to an initiative. I'm saying start because 6 weeks, 12 weeks, not enough. I know a young person who enrolled in the electrical program, completed it, spoke to an electrician, a qualified electrician to work with him. But the issue is that he did not have a qualification to work with him. What they told him at the end of the program is that he now has to go into the full-time program or part-time program to get the completion certificate to work as an electrician, even as an assistant. So while it is an excellent start to an initiative, they need to weed out some of these issues because too many people is going into that program and coming out and cannot find reliable work because they just did an introductory course and they cannot get into a full-time program.
Ms. Hunt also criticized what she called hidden costs in some courses that may be unaffordable for candidates seeking to advance.
I don't remember when I did cosmetology. And I was told the government would cover your costs. You know, the first day of class, I found out that I needed to purchase a kit that was $800. And we did not have privy to do that. Upon completing my course, I was asked to pay for sitting at Gales after being told that the government would cover that cost. You only had to pay $40. The week before we had to pay for sitting at Gales, we were told the government no longer covers the cost of sitting at Gales. And you now need to pay $4,000. To get that international qualification. So even though we did get a CVQ, that is only regional, that is not international. So there's a lot of initiatives that they really need to connect the dots and figure out what is the path they want for young people.
The Democratic Labour Party's spokesperson on youth affairs, Shaquani Hunt. Meantime, Government Senator Chad Blackman has publicly criticised the Democratic Labour Party for the challenges it faced during its recent annual General Conference. Speaking at a Christchurch West Central Branch meeting, Mr. Blackman expressed concern over the treatment of certain party members, particularly on the final day of the event. He noted some members were denied entry during the morning session, which he described as troubling.
Never in the history of Barbados has anybody in a democratic system been blocked from coming into a church. Now, how dare you, Ralph Thorne, associate yourself with a process that excluded people from coming into the house of the Lord? And why do I say the house of the Lord? Because remember, the Bible tells you where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I also. So therefore, George Street, for that period of time, was a church. And whilst they're saying hallelujah, praise you, Jesus, people outside being excluded from coming into the church. He did that as the head of the Democratic Labour Party. God forbid if he was ever Prime Minister of Barbados. Study it. He did that to his own people and his own party.
Government Senator Chad Blackman. The Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs says it is continuing work to assist the less fortunate with back-to-school items. This comment came from Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey on the sidelines of his annual back-to-school transition program for students entering first form. Minister Humphrey explained government had taken steps to improve the process for those requesting assistance. He's pleased with how things have been going so far.
This year we did something different. We basically what we call green light, like 75% of the persons who would normally apply. So instead of having to go and do a review and an interview, we just approved those persons because they're people who normally come, and that freed up a lot of the officers to be able to do the reviews for the new persons. So we were able to put out a lot of support earlier this year than we traditionally have been able to do. I can't say that there has been an increase, to be honest, at the welfare department. In fact, my officers are telling me that there's not been as many applications this year as they have been traditionally. So I think the welfare department is doing fairly well. Yeah, but you have to appreciate that school begins in another 2 weeks. And so the number of applications now may increase exponentially. So we would be in a better position to give an update on numbers, actual numbers, in another 2 weeks or so. But we are pushing.
Meantime, 54 students from the St. Michael South constituency were presented with essential items for the new school term.
This year we had 54 children who live in the area. So there'll be people, children who live in my constituency or whose parents live in the constituency. The children may live outside. And we present the children with a back to school knapsack, scientific calculator, geometry set, toiletries, lunch bag, you know, different things to make the transition to school easy. And additionally, we also have conversations about what to expect at secondary school and just try to motivate the children because the transition is very difficult. And so that we put the children in a position where they have some tools to negotiate secondary school. And we also offer the same kind of advice to the parents.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. A political scientist says the recently nominated Barbados Labour Party candidate for Christchurch South, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro Knight, can be successful whenever the next general election is called. This comment came on the heels of this weekend's nomination for the seat, where she defeated opponent Christopher Alleen in a landslide victory. Political scientist Devron Bruce believes Dr. Munro Knight has a strong chance of winning the seat.
I don't think it's any surprise that she would have gotten through with the nomination. She was certainly a front runner in it. So first of all, congratulations. Secondly, I think we now have a very clear matchup for that seat between herself and now the presumably the leader of the opposition if he does stay within that seat. And I think her prospects for winning are quite good given the history of the Barbados Labour Party within Christchurch. So, I mean, you would never put anything to chance, but certainly people think that given the crossing of the floor to the Democratic Labour Party, which quite frankly right now is not in a very good place, I think the prospects for Chantal Monroe would be excellent going forward in the election in Christchurch. So,
political scientist Devron Bruce. In Guyana, an investigation is underway following the discovery of cocaine worth an estimated $200 million. The massive drug haul, totaling 4.4 tons, was found buried near an illegal airstrip. The Customs Anti-Narcotics Unit, with assistance from the U.S. intelligence, located the drugs hidden in several pits. Top story, some Barbadians voice concern that lack of employment may be contributing to youth crime. A reminder, don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.